Welcome to 30 Minutes of VOA Learning English, the voice of America's information service for people learning English. Join us now for our daily magazine show, As It Is, and other programs designed for English learners. Hello, and welcome to As It Is. I'm Mario Ritter in Washington.
And I'm Anna Mateo. Each day, we bring you a program that helps you learn American English as you hear about issues of interest to people around the world.
We speak at a slower speed and use words that are easy to understand. On today's program, we talk about taking care of our aging populations.
There are a few advanced words in the following report that we should explain. First is the adjective out of pocket. This means to pay for something with your own money instead of money from someone else, such as the government or your workplace.
You'll also hear the words chronic, which means something is continuing or long-term, and independent, which means to not require or depend on others. Anna starts by telling us about the world's aging population and what that means for family members and others.
Everywhere in the world, people are living longer. Studies show the average age of the human population is rising.
By the year 2050, an estimated 2 billion people will be aged 60 or older. And the number of people 80 years or older will have almost quadrupled to 395 million. That is the latest number from the United Nations World Health Organization.
The WHO says governments must prepare now to deal with an increasingly aging world. As people age, they may develop long-term health problems. These disorders may affect their quality of life and create problems for society and healthcare systems.
Caring for an aging population takes both time and money. The responsibility of caring for an older person often falls on family members, and this can create difficulties.
Gail Gibson Hunt is Chief Executive Officer with the National Alliance for Caregiving. Her group helps American families that care for sick or elderly family members. Ms. Hunt says some families experience what she calls caregiver burnout. She says the condition can affect a person in many ways.
Americans say they need several things to reduce the stress of caring for aging or disabled family members, according to Ms. Hunt. These things include money, medical training, and sometimes just giving the caregiver a break.
They typically will say they need a break, which is certainly something that can help with potential burnout. They often talk about needing financial assistance. They are spending, in the U.S., on average, about $5,500 a year in out-of-pocket costs.
In 2050, China will be the country with the largest population aged 80 years or over, with 90 million. India will come in second, with 37 million. And the U.S. will be third, with 32 million. Ms. Hunt says studies have found that Sweden and Finland lead the world in supporting caregivers. She says the U.S. is far behind other English-speaking countries in giving families support for caring for sick and aging family members.
Ms. Hunt says Britain, Australia, New Zealand, and Ireland do a better job than the United States in terms of their support to caregivers. She says that all four countries have strong government-supported caregiver programs. Families can get financial help and resources to help them care for elderly family members as well as disabled children.
You are listening to As It Is, a VOA Learning English program. After a short break, we talk about caregiver burnout in different cultures around the world. We will also hear about ways to avoid it. So stay with us.
In the first half of the show, we heard from an expert about caregiver burnout. Gail Gibson Hunt is our main expert today. Ms. Hunt is the Chief Executive Officer with the National Alliance for Caregiving. She explained which countries are doing the best in helping caregivers take care of the elderly. She tells us about the culture of caregiving around the world and how to avoid getting burned out caring for others.
In some cultures, it is the family's responsibility to care for aging family members. So even the word caregiver does not exist in many cultures.
Well, and in India, I think this is interesting. There are so many middle-class Indian people, young people who have moved to Australia or the UK or the US, they just send money back. There's, I think, an ongoing discussion in India of what's really the responsibility of the family, that they never even knew what the word caregiver was because it's just what you did.
Ms. Hunt says that is similar in China.
And the same thing actually is in China. China, you probably know, has passed a law saying that adult children must send money back to support the family. And they've started implementing this law now.
Ms. Hunt says that she found the situation in Japan to be far different. She says that Japan offers long-term insurance for families, and they also have a tradition of family caregiving. But she says they do not have a group of caregiving organizations that work together.
Japan has a lack of young people to care for its aging population. To answer that problem, Japan has sometimes turned to other countries to train people to work in healthcare.
Scientists in Japan have also invented caregivers. Recently, scientists and engineers from Riken Brain Science Institute teamed up with a rubber maker to invent Robear. This robot is designed to move patients from a bed to a wheelchair.
No matter where in the world they live, Ms. Hunt advises caregivers to reach out for help if they feel they are suffering from burnout.
The WHO also advises people to get more exercise, eat healthy food, and get enough sleep.
These activities will help to keep you healthy and independent later in life. I'm Ana Mateo.
And I'm Mario Ritter. Join us again tomorrow for another As It Is program from the Voice of America.
Coming up, more programs designed for English learners. You can read and listen to our reports and download MP3s at learningenglish.voanews.com. You can learn with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at VOA Learning English.
Words and Their Stories, a VOA special English program about American expressions. I'm Rich Kleinfeld with some financial words and expressions used in business and the stock market. Our first expression is in the red. It is another way of saying that a business is losing money. In the past, numbers in the financial records of a company were written in red ink to show a loss. A business magazine recently published a report about a television company. The report said the company was still in the red, but was able to cut its loss from the year before. A profit by a business is written in black numbers. So, a company that is in the black is making money. An international news service reported that a private health insurer in Australia announced it was back in the black with its first profit in 3 years. Another financial expression is run on the bank. That is what happens when many people try to withdraw all their money from a bank. A run on the bank usually happens when people believe there is danger a bank may fail or close. Newspaper reports about a banking crisis in Russia use that expression. They said the government acted because of fears that the crisis would cause a run on the banks. When a run on the banks was starting, there was not much they could do, said a banking expert. Day trading is a new expression about a system that lets investors trade directly on an electronic market system. The system is known as NASDAQ, short for the National Association of Securities Dealers Automated Quotation. It was the first completely computerized stock market. It sells stocks of companies not listed on any stock exchange. Many high technology companies are listed on it. Day trading companies provide a desk and a computer system to an investor who wants to trade. Individuals must provide $50,000 or more to the trading company to pay for the stocks they buy. Thousands of other investors do day trading from computers in their homes. A day trader watches stock prices carefully. When he sees a stock rise in price, he uses the computer to buy shares of the stock. If the stock continues to rise in price in the next few minutes, the day trader sells the shares quickly to make a small profit. Then he looks for another stock to buy. If a stock goes down instead of up, he sells it and accepts the loss. The idea is to make a small profit many times during the day. Day traders may buy and sell stocks hundreds of times each day. Many day traders lose all their money in a week or so. Only about 30% succeed in earning enough from their efforts to continue day trading. This VOA special English program, Words and Their Stories, was written by Frank Beardsley. This is Rich Kleinfeld.